We've been talking a lot about Powerhouse this morning, of course, on the campus here at Vassar. You look at it, what do Meryl Streep, former New York Senate candidate Rick Lazio, Apple spokesman Justin Wong, as well as the founder of Flickr, the president of MSNBC, and Elizabeth Bentley, an American spy for the Soviet Union, have in common? They all attended college here at Vassar. This morning, we're joined by the president of this prestigious college. Catherine Bond Hill is president and professor of economics of Vassar. She became the 10th president of the college in July of 2006. For the previous 7 years, she was the provost of Williams College, and it is a great pleasure to have her join us once again on the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be on.
We are sorry you cannot be with us for the broadcast, but delighted that you can join us by phone. How are things going on and off campus for you?
Things are going great. I think we had an exciting year on campus. We finished up celebrating our sesquicentennial, 150 years, and did lots of traveling around the country to do that, meeting with alums, and it was great.
As obviously we've been talking about all morning, New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater, the Summer Theater's 28th season on the campus of Vassar, we have been hearing wonderful things from them about you. What do you get out of this equation, having them on campus?
Oh, I think it's superb having them on campus. First of all, it gives all kinds of residents from all around Dutchess County access to some wonderful, wonderful theater. We also have an apprenticeship program, and many of our students participate in that, as well as a lot of students who come to that ultimately end up enrolling at Vassar. And our faculty get involved with the program. So all around, it's something that we love sponsoring and having on the campus.
How did it come to be?
Ooh, you know, I don't actually know that.
You coming in 2006, it was already established, and it was just a way of life for you then.
Absolutely. It was really fun being exposed to it for the first time and getting to take advantage of it. And I came from an institution that also has a theater festival, but where the work is much further along. And it's really wonderful to be involved in a program where the work is in the developmental stage, where there can be lots of experimentation and trying new things.
Now, interestingly enough, this summer after the semester ended, you headed to the White House for a meeting in early June to talk to the vice president, among others, about college affordability, about transparency in cost. What did you get out of that meeting?
I realized one of the things that's really absolutely wonderful about American higher education is the diversity of the types of institutions that exist. And it was interesting to be there with presidents from different kinds of institutions and both realize the challenges in terms of affordability issues, but also the challenges in terms of communicating with students about what the options are in terms of how to afford higher education. So I learned actually quite a bit about the challenges facing us more broadly.
You have said
it was
that,
also lots of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. It seems as though all of you embrace this idea of transparency for the institutions. What is that exactly? Does that mean, and how does it mean that you do things differently?
Well, I think for us, when we offer a student financial aid, we actually give them very good information. But every school does it in a slightly different way. And in some cases, I don't think schools actually are giving great information. So the idea is to the schools that were there were trying to help the administration figure out how to have a template so that students that are comparing offers from different schools can make good decisions. So I think we can actually be quite helpful in figuring out how to do that. Again, one of the challenges, having been there now, is recognizing that schools are very, very different and figuring out a template that's going to work for a community college, a four-year private nonprofit, and a large state university. And that's going to be one of the challenges.
Obviously a challenge, but it seems like it's something that has to be done, right? It you can't go on the way it's going on.
I think it's really important because financial aid is complicated, and it's really important that families recognize whether they're getting a grant, a scholarship that they don't have to pay back, or whether they're taking out a loan that's going to incur an obligation on that student and the family in the future. So just being very clear about that. And I think the way that some award letters have been written in the past, that has not been clear.
students coming to Vassar. It's interesting to note also that you are the first college to enroll groups of military veterans through a new partnership. Tell us about how that came about.
Well, we're in the works. We're the pilot school for a new initiative with the Posse Foundation. Lots of schools, including Vassar, signed on to a program called the Yellow Ribbon Program, which is part of the post 9/11 GI Bill program for returning veterans who want to go to private nonprofit institutions. And lots of us signed on, but have had trouble recruiting students. So the idea was to find a way of doing that effectively in a way that we could scale it. Each of our schools could go out looking for veterans, but we don't have huge staffs, and it's really a student that hasn't normally come to our kinds of institutions. So we proposed partnering with the Posse Foundation, which has been very effective for many, many years recruiting underrepresented students to make it to our kinds of schools. And now they jumped right in, and they're going to be doing this with veterans. And we'll select our first group of 10, our posse of 10 veterans in the fall, and they will start in a year's time. And if it works well, which I have every expectation it will, then we will work very hard to scale that to other schools. And many schools have already expressed an interest.
So by fall 2013, these students will be part of your
campus.
Wonderful.
Yep.
You mentioned the sesquicentennial earlier. Last year you had this day at Vassar, and that's something you're doing again this year.
Yeah, when we put it on for the first time, we thought it might be a one-time event as part of the sesquicentennial, but it was so tremendously successful and fun, we decided to make it an annual event. We had about 600 people from the community on campus to attend lectures. Our faculty came out wonderfully and put on classes for them. We had productions, tours of the campus. We have both beautiful architecture and a wonderful arboretum, and it ended up being just such a wonderful community event that we're committed to doing it again.
It seems interesting. You had, 600 people that came out of realizing what's in their backyard in many cases.
Yep.
And
many people do. We have lots of people come for lots of events on campus, but this was a way of engaging the broader community, and it was really wonderful.
When you look to this influx of people and being a good neighbor and being part of the community, that's an ongoing conversation and effort, isn't it?
Yeah, so many of our students, well, first of all, we employ about 1,000 people, and they all live in the community. Their partners work in the community. Their kids go to school there. That's where they live. Our students also come to Vassar with a real desire to be a part of the broader community, and they go out and work in the schools and do internships. And the community has been incredibly embracing of us, and that's not always easy to do. It's not always easy to have an intern or work out a way for a student to do something productive in the community. So it's something that we consider very important, and we try to work fairly hard on it.
As I mentioned, you're president, also professor of economics. How much do you get to actually teach?
I've been teaching every other year, and I'll be teaching in the fall. I've been working on my syllabus for the fall, and I'm teaching an upper-level economics seminar on the economics of higher education. So it ends up being very easy to do because it's the stuff that I think about day in and day out in my day job.
But you enjoy that. That's something you would never want to leave, the actual teaching.
It's wonderful. It's what we're basically all about, and it's a way for me to make sure that I'm staying connected to our students and to what our faculty do day in and day out.
Well, President Hill, I thank you very much for joining us this morning on the special broadcast from the campus of Vassar. Again, I apologize for not being able to have you here in person, but it's wonderful to have you on the telephone line, and I thank you so much.
Well, thanks. Happy to do it.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about Vassar and all of the wonderful things they have going on campus by going to vassar.edu, vassar.edu. You're listening to our live broadcast from the Powerhouse on the Roundtable on WAMC.